that stuff?
The strip of grass?
Yeah.
It depends on what part of the, what city you're from. It's more than just what part of the country. It's what city you're from. Where I grew up, it was always called the Parkway. But I'm not even sure if I learned that later or if I knew that as a kid.
It was your parents' grass. It belonged to your house. There was just a public sidewalk in between. You called it the Parkway.
Yeah.
You had to mow it.
Yeah, right, right. But in Chicago, it actually belonged to the city, and the city could do anything they wanted on it. But you had to mow it. They weren't going to take care of it for you. In Baltimore, I believe it's called a boulevard. I think it's Baltimore that uses the word boulevard. Some places it's called a tree belt or a tree lawn. They're all kinds of...
We never called it anything.
Never had any particular word for it. I found that's generally true in Augusta. Most people don't have a name for that, unless they've learned it somewhere else. Okay. If you're walking along the road and a dog jumps out at you and scares you, what would you pick up?
Stick.
Okay. And if you didn't have a stick nearby, but maybe you're on a gravel road, you'd pick up what?
A rock.
A rock. Okay. And let's see. The act of if you threw it at her, what would you call that? Would you call it anything other than throwing it?
I threw the rock.
Okay.
I hurled.
No, not hurled. You ever hear people? This is usually boys more than girls.
So. Not chunk either.
Not chunk either, huh? Mm-hmm. Chunk of stone or chunk of rock, fling.
Through.
Okay. Okay, if you're...
I have trouble with the past to fling. I flung the rock. No, I would never use that. I wouldn't.
Fling, flying, flung?
Yeah.
I don't know. All these irregular pasts are, you know, in process of change. And not all of them, but a lot of them are, you know. So people differ. And what's the famous story? There's a famous... Not so much a famous story, but there's a well-known story, and I came to, well, I'll talk to you, but David talks about, I can't think of the name of the verb, but it's one of those irregular verbs where the past is like fling or flang or flang or flung or something like that. But David tells about hearing a radio announcer at a football game in Chicago. It sank and sunk, I think, not a football game, a basketball game in Chicago, hearing a radio announcer go almost schizophrenic trying to decide between sank and sunk while he's describing the action out there.
15 minutes later, we've lost the game and I'm still playing.
Right.
I remember, what was the name of the guy that used to keep on saying he slid into third? What was that baseball announcer's name that was a player? Never mind.
Okay. You know, I have to use your washroom if I'm...
Okay, ready. I don't know.
And it almost makes no difference. Yeah. And as you can tell, a lot of these are just lexical items.
I don't know what that means.
What's the name for this?
Oh,
you know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Rather than that. Okay. Let me see. If you go to somebody's house and he's not there, you might say, no, he's not what?
He's not in.
He's not in, okay. And if you wanted to use the word home, he's not?
He wasn't home.
Okay. Would you ever use to home?